She pulled in a big lungful of air and glanced skyward. The heavens were clear. The moon making its descent behind a bouquet of white cotton had an orange tinge to its edges. It was going to be a hot one tomorrow. Wonderful event tonight. She jumped, startled by the voice coming from behind her. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. She stole a glance over her shoulder and looked up, clutching her purse to her chest. Her heart slowed, then picked up its pace when the voice became a body. He was dressed in what she knew was an expensive suit, tailored to fit in a midnight blue. The stark white shirt against his milk chocolate skin made her instinctively lick her lips, and the barely there scent of his cologne teased and cajoled. I saw you earlier. I wanted to introduce myself, but you were very busy. One hand was in his pants pocket, the other at his side. Her good sense and her voice had apparently stayed behind in the brownstone. She couldn't think of one thing to say. His right brow rose. Are you okay? He looked around, then back at her. Anne-Marie swallowed. Yes, you surprised me, that's all. Sterling Chambers. He stuck out his hand. Anne-Marie stared at it and finally figured out why he was pointing it at her. She placed her hand in his. Anne-Marie, nice to finally meet you. He chuckled softly, and the light from the moon bounced off his eyes. You were at the event tonight? How in the hell could she have missed him? He nodded. Yep, it's quite a place. I actually signed up. Her stomach did a little flip.